Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. Jerusalem experiences comfortable temperatures, while Haifa remains sunny and bright. If you're in Eilut, expect warm conditions throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu's strategic focus on conflicts in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank aims to influence upcoming elections, reports Maariv from earlier today. Also, a knife-wielding attacker attempted to stab an IDF soldier near Jenin and was neutralized, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. Also this hour, a 31-year-old man was found dead near Araba, suffering from a severe injury, Israel Hayom reports just in. Separately, the U.S. Treasury sanctioned a network accused of moving large sums of money to Hezbollah, according to JNS from earlier today. And finally, remains of the last missing Israeli soldier from the first Lebanon war have been identified, as reported by JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that the ongoing situation is a gross violation of international humanitarian law and questions the silence of major international bodies. Meanwhile, Max Nordau highlighted a misleading statement by Tucker Carlson's brother regarding the National Defense Authorization Act, noting several inaccuracies in a post from earlier today. Ihab Hassan reported an hour ago that Israeli settlers attacked and set fire to a quarry near Yada, sparking further tensions in the region. Let's go deeper. Starting with the political landscape, Netanyahu's plan to keep military tensions high is seen as a strategy to rally support ahead of elections. Maariv reports that this approach could have lasting impacts on regional stability and voter sentiment. The implications for future diplomatic relations in the region could be significant. Turning to security, earlier today, a knife attack near Jenin was thwarted by the IDF. I-24 News highlights that the attacker was neutralized without further injuries. This incident underscores ongoing tensions in the West Bank and raises concerns over potential escalations. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury's sanctions against a Hezbollah-linked network are part of broader efforts to curb financial support for the group. JNS states that the network allegedly funneled hundreds of millions of dollars through commercial flights. This move tightens economic pressures on Hezbollah and may impact their regional operations. Finally, in a poignant discovery, the remains of Yehuda Katz have been identified 44 years after he went missing during the First Lebanon War. JTA notes that Katz was a tank gunner, and his identification brings closure to a long-standing mystery for his family and the nation. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Naftali Bennett has made new promises about reducing the cost of living, despite previous challenges during his tenure as Minister of Economy. Observers remain skeptical about the promises' feasibility. Separately, Rafael, the developer of Iron Dome and Iron Beam, has been ordered to pay a reduced development levy after a court ruling. Tech explains that while the original demand was much higher, the final bill will still impact Rafael's financial planning. And finally, in European real estate, Tel Aviv is no longer the most challenging city to buy an apartment. Walla Business reports that Lisbon now takes that title, highlighting the shifting dynamics in housing markets across the continent. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.